T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'd like to see them move Keon around more. See what you got in him. I mean, I'm not saying take all of Shakir's slot reps away, but move him around so he's not just getting stuck on the team's number one cornerback on the opposite side and then throwing him kind of 50-50 balls along the sideline. I'd like to see him involved more, whether it's motion or similar to the first play of the game where we throw it to Palmer off of play action. I'd like to see that be Keon on those routes just to see what we got.
Eric Wood, just before. I mean, I'm not going to push back on Eric with this stuff. It's the kind of thing that sounds like you really don't know if you've got it. You know,
yeah.
It reminds me of running backs in the summer when coaches are always telling you they're going to line them up all over the formation right. And then they never do.
Yeah. I felt like a part of my anticipating Coleman having a breakthrough this year, other than just, you know, being a fanboy, was predicated on them moving guys around more. I fell for the okey-doke. I fell for some Joe Brady appearance with the media during mandatory minicamp or OTAs or whatever. Maybe it was even training camp where, you know, we know we've got Khalil doesn't have to always play inside. He can play outside too. And so we have some flexibility there. And I thought that was, I bought that, I guess. I wanted to because, you know, I like the Bills and I want their draft picks to work out and they really need a receiver to emerge here. So, all right, they're going to use Coleman some different ways. Let's go. And it really, I'm not saying it hasn't happened at all, but, you know, I'm with Eric. Like, but it is a sign of not having it. Yeah, and they're stuck right now.
It's a small version of, I'll try to keep this short. It's a small version of the overall analysis that we're all, you know, sort of diving into on what their offense is, you know, based on personnel and their draft choices. When they drafted Coleman, they announced him as an outside receiver. Like, this is what they wanted. Brady was the offensive coordinator by then. The coach and the GM are the same. The quarterback is the same, and the quarterback liked Coleman, which, you know, we've had that a few times when it comes to these draft picks. With that one, they were a little bit more, you know, not as excited to tell you that Allen was texting Brandon Bean, one of his 100 mock drafts or something. I said I would keep it short. I think it's a little bit, do they want to capitulate on Coleman? Right? I mean, that's sort of a general way of looking at what's coming, is whether it's trading for somebody or moving guys into different roles, how much of a problem do they think they have? And again, last year, we might have sounded like this at 3-2. How much of a problem did we think they had? Coleman hadn't done much. Kincaid hadn't done anything. And they went 13-4 or something like that. Like, they just won constantly after that until Kansas City in the playoffs. So how stubborn will they be is another way to say it. Do they want to move Coleman inside because there were smart people who thought he always should have been in that role?
And how prepared is he to do that?
Coleman.
Yeah. Like how how prepared is he to handle that? You know, I don't want to make a mountain out of him being disciplined by missing the first series of the game against New England last week, but have they wanted to do some of that and haven't felt like they can get it off the ground because he's not handling it. Maybe he's not as studious as he needs to be. I don't know. There could be a myriad reasons that we'll never know because they're never going to tell us. But the lack of attention to a detail such as being on time for a meeting could be a window into something. Again, I probably have gotten further out on the dock here than I meant to. But just it's a question whether he can handle it because it's a different set of plays. Is he ready for that? That could be a reason why it hasn't happened extensively yet, or it might have just been stuff you say in the summer to get through the summer.
Maybe.
Which, you know, again, I fell for.
I'm not sure we'll ever know if it doesn't happen, why it didn't happen. Let's go to Kevin next. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
You know, the annual two-game losing streak when we shouldn't lose, it's just like Sean McDermott's bad timeout usage. You don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to happen. Anyhow, so just two things. So I'm definitely in the camp on Sean McDermott needs to go. Enough is enough. However, I think the talk about firing McDermott and Brandon Bean in the middle of the season is crazy. Because again, who are you going to replace them with right now? Right? They still have a playoff team. They don't have a Super Bowl team, but they have a playoff team. So trying to get rid of them now is crazy.
Are there people in your world privately who are discussing firing them now? Because they're insane.
I agree.
Okay, just want to make sure we're on the same page because I don't know where that would not even get traction in a conversation from me. As you can probably tell, I'm ready to jump all over you about it. Just seems nuts. But
I agree with you.
Okay, I also want to say though, calling 6 weeks into the season and saying they need to go before we see how the rest of the season goes is maybe in a sidecar with that point of view. I mean, you've decided already they have to go.
I've been decided that Sean McDermott should have been gone for a long time. I've already been in that camp. I haven't been in the Brandon Bean camp until now. But yes, I've decided for probably 3.5 years now that Sean McDermott should go.
Then why wouldn't you do it now?
I think he's the guy.
Then why wouldn't you do it now?
Who are you going to replace him with? Who are you going to replace him with?
I don't know.
Why
not? What's the difference? If you've decided for years that he should be fired, I mean, he doesn't call plays.
Because there's nobody on the staff that's competent enough either to be a head coach. So let him go through the season. He's got the team. And then at the end of the season, you can go get your guy that you want and go outside of the building. Go get a guy to replace Brandon Bean like Mike Greenberg in Tampa Bay, right? Go get a guy like Cliff Kingsbury to be your head coach. I thoroughly believe we need an offensive coordinator as a head coach. We're wasting Josh Allen's prime years. And until you get an OC, you're going to have an issue. McDermott's got too much of a stranglehold on this offense to do things. Obviously, he's the head coach, so he gets to decide how they run things. But I think it's too much of a stranglehold. And then you call yourself a defensive guru, but yet the defense can't stop a nosebleed. That's an issue. And he can't coach in the playoffs. We know that. So, okay, they might go on a run right now, win out. Great. So then what are we going to do in the playoffs? We're going to lose to Kansas City again. Well, it's the same thing. It's over and over again. It's a definition of insanity.
Okay. Thanks for weighing in. I just don't understand why you would feel that strongly and base your case on that. Now's not the time to do it. Why wasn't yesterday the time to do it, if that's how you felt? Rick is next. Hi, Rick.
Hey, guys. You know, something feels different this time. And, we've lost two games before in previous years, but this time it just feels different. I mean, I don't see the same intensity in Josh Allen that I see in Patrick Mahomes. You know, I'm not sure why it seems to feel that way. You know, the receiver position, I mean, Bean has neglected it year after year after year, and yet Mahomes has three receivers. He's got three or four to throw to. I mean, how much longer is Josh Allen going to be satisfied when he's frustrated that he's got receivers that can't get open. And then the defense, I mean, the run defense has been a hallmark of this D, and it's, and this year it's Swiss cheese. I mean, there were comments during the Atlanta game. It's like these holes are so big, anybody could run through them. And does anybody have any confidence whatsoever in the secondary that we have right now? I mean, the safeties are a dumpster fire, and we're relying on Trey White, who has is way past his prime. I'm really concerned about this roster, and I think Bean needs to be held accountable for that. He's gotten away with it for too long and relying on these players coming back to Buffalo that used to be here because they know the system. I mean, I don't know, guys. I don't, can you put your thumb on it? Because it definitely feels different to me.
Well, I can put my thumb on my opinion about your take about Allen lacking the intensity that you see from Patrick Mahomes by simply telling you I think that that is what time passing does to you. Time passing without them winning gets you worried that something is going to be different, and so I think the way you view it changes. And you think he's different than he's been because, I don't know, he got married, because his face is all over the place on TV ads or something, and you just sort of build this idea in your head that he's not the same as he used to be. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know that you're wrong. I don't know that his perspective is exactly the same as it was 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know whose is. Mine's not on everything across the board, but I don't know. This lack of intensity idea sounds like an invention simply that we as fans would present. It presents itself in our minds because we're fearful it's never going to happen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They're not going to win. Why aren't they going to win? Oh, he doesn't want as bad anymore. I don't know. I don't buy it. I think that is just, it's baseless.
Did we say it 2 weeks ago? Or has this only happened in the last 2 weeks?
Right. I don't know. Yeah.
Swiss cheese, dumpster fire, nose, can't stop a nosebleed. I mean, it is bingo card week around here. I mean, this is when I get texts from friends and listeners who say, how do you guys do it? This is that moment when people in my life ask, how do you do it? And I tend to be like, we just do. I don't know. You don't have to respond to everything. 2 weeks ago, did we have this intensity complaint? Or just now we have it because they've lost two games? I couldn't tell you. Alex is next. Hi, Alex.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I think the expectation heading into the 2025 season was that we were looking to be the number one seed, primarily because of our strength of schedule or weakness of schedule, mm-hmm. and how difficult the Chiefs' schedule was in that division. That division is super tight, where the Chiefs are 3-3, and one can argue the Bills should be 3-3 if it wasn't for a fluke win in game one. right? We only had beat the Saints, Dolphins, and Jets. But I looked at the Vegas odds, and we are tied number one at in the whole NFL still with the Chiefs. And so I trust Vegas. I think they're smarter than all of us. They got this thing down to a science. And so, hey, we're 4-2. We're still the number one Super Bowl favorite. But now how do we improve this team? I really want to have a conversation here about solutions. Firing the coach and the GM is not going to help us win the Super Bowl this year. All right? The playoff drought is over, but now we entered into a new drought. It's the same drought, getting back to the Super Bowl. But it was first, let's get to the playoffs. All right, now we've been the number one in the division. We've clinched the division so many years. But now here we are sitting in the wild card spot.
Sorry to speed you up. Let's hear one of these solutions, okay?
So the solutions right now has to be the game plan. We had no business trying to throw the ball all over the Falcons. The way to win that game was to pound the rock and run it because we outweighed them by 30 pounds. Why are we trying to outrun? You know, it's like we're like offensive linemen versus wide receivers. Who's going to win that race? Of course the wide receiver. But if we're going to go ahead and have sumo wrestling, we're going to destroy them. And we needed to outrun that team. We're one of the top teams in rushing, number two behind the Falcons. Offensively, we're the second best rushing team, and our game plan was, and we ran away from it. And James Cook is staring, watching how many touches did he get in the fourth quarter. That is asinine. Joe Brady, and then it also falls on McDermott. We must change.
Oh, got it. All right, thanks, Alex. Here is what I would say to the betting point, and I often, almost every day, will look at the odds too. But some of that is because of how much betting has been done already on the Bills, just like how Baltimore was favored in the AFC North until last week. They're not going to just take teams that look like now they won't win it and give you 5-1. So you have to remember that too when analyzing the odds. But, you know, there's some merit to it. Sal coming up at 5, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee.
Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.